What jails like? We had planned to do two songs, of course. We were just enjoying the milkshakes.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know, I was thinking about there. You know, it's my goal for the 22 years of my young life. You know, I'm a very goal-oriented sort of person. I learned that from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Human Beings. I forgot the other 6. But, you know, I got to have goals. That's the innovative strategy that I learned. And my goal was, for 22 years, I've been attempting to have a beautiful woman bring me a milkshake just for being on the radio. And I've achieved that. And I've got to come up with a new goal.
Yeah.
And so I'm working on stuff.
Yeah, not really sure. Yet.
Yeah, I don't have anything yet. I think I'd like to do something with a mountain next. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the mountain. I don't know. I'd like to make an entire mountain out of cheese, but it's 3 cheese, you know, it's different cheeses. Yeah. But I don't know what I'm going to do with the cheese mountain at that point.
Yeah.
And I don't want all that much effort to do, so right. I guess I got to get somebody to build a cheese mountain right. and then carve my face into it so it could be like Rushmore.
Right, but then it'll go bad probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you shellac the whole thing.
Yeah, and I don't want to shellac the cheese. So,
maybe it's not such a great goal.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm still working. This is, a huge epic in my life.
It was, and it was kind of quite a surprise to just be over with it so suddenly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God, life's a beautiful thing.
poor Mission Impossible 2. We didn't even get to give it a decent farewell.
Yeah, okay. Final thoughts on Mission Impossible 2. It's not as good as a milkshake.
No.
No.
And it's not a milkshake.
No.
Neither
Tom Cruise nor John Woo has anything on the girl who brought us the milkshakes.
Yeah, and it's not a milkshake.
No, it's absolutely not.
Can't be enjoyed like a milkshake.
No.
And it's not a milkshake.
No, it's not. So, whatever the ad campaign would have you believe, Mission Impossible 2, not a milkshake.
Don't go there expecting it to be a milkshake. You'll be disappointed.
Miserably, so... And that goes for the rest of the summer's movies. So that's movie reviews for the summer. And all of them.
We'll see you milkshakes.
See you in September.
Yep.
Little segment right about now. As I attempt to deal with the taste of chocolate in my mouth. Little segment right about now where there's a world out there. You know, there is a world out there that is most of the time, doesn't know where it's going. It's, doesn't really have anything going for it. Occasionally it does something absolutely beautiful for you. But for the most part, the world is a strange and confusing place full of people who speak words that make no sense and wear things that don't match and have holes in them in all the wrong places and are dirty. So you got to know where to go. You got to know what to do. It's good to get out of your apartment every once in a while. It's good to have friends out there, have something to do. And so we're going to attempt to point you in the right direction with this segment. We're going to tell you things out there, if you're still in town or if you've been in town, things out there you can do during the week, things out there to fill the gaping empty void, things like Super Happy Fun Time public service announcements.
Which are not milkshakes.
No, they're not. I mean, that's...
If you go to them...
I'm looking at all 3 of these.
At the designated times and places, you'll be disappointed if you're expecting milkshakes.
No, prairie, no. So baseball, no.
They're not chocolatey.
No, they're not.
They're not rich and creamy.
No.
They're not free.
Yeah.
Well, some of them might be free, but...
Kind of see how nihilists get to the way they are, you know?
Milkshakes drive them there.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they have milkshakes in Germany?
No.
That's where all the nihilists come from. That would make a lot of sense. Bet all they have there is mountains made out of cheese, and then it goes bad, or it's shellacked, and then you can't eat the cheese because it's useless. Pravina Covenant's babysitter class, Safe Sitters, teaches people about home safety, first aid, personal safety, CPR, child development, age-appropriate play, and discipline. Depending on what your sitter comes back with and learns from this class, it may be possible that you don't want to deal with this sitter at all. For example, if they come back and shouting all excited about the lesson that home safety, it's not okay to set the home on fire, it's maybe not somebody you want dealing with your kid. That may not be a good idea. They may get so excited about the CPR unit that they perform CPR on the child, even when the child needs no CPR.
Yeah. Which is always dangerous to do.
Absolutely dangerous. Age-appropriate play. Well, you know about that.
Yeah.
Participants must be between the ages of 11 and 14, which is going to come as a huge disappointment to you 48-year-old men.
Who are hoping to babysit.
Right. Huge disappointment. You're going to have to figure it out on your own.
You're going to have to go to the library and get those resources by yourself.
I'm really glad that this is happening, because in years past, there weren't classes on babysitting, and people would just babysit. They would just go and do it, you
know? Just what kids did once they turned, like, 12, 13.
Yeah, and that's why there are only 7 people left in the world, because all the people who were babysat by inexperienced babysitters died.
Right, and we, you know, chances are the other 5 of you are listening.
Mm-hmm.
So one of you brought us milkshakes, so that's awesome. And you're either listening or, you know, you're just dumb.
Yeah.
So...
The next session meets Tuesday, June 13th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. 5.5 hours on babysitting.
It's a lot. There's a lot to know, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like how to get the kid to shut up.
Mm-hmm. How to turn that TV on.
How not to go insane after you've watched the same Disney movie 8 times.
Mm-hmm. How not to fly into a blind fit of rage after he hits you on the head with a Pokemon.
I was just going to make a Pokemon reference, you
were
jerk.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go back and change it to a it's an NSYNC CD. He hits you on the head with an NSYNC CD.
So. I was going
to
say how to pull a Pokemon out of your temple. Been lodged there.
Out of your Buddhist temple. Yep. Don't bring your Buddhist temple.
Leave it at home.
Leave the monks at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless the monks
they don't need to go. They'll occupy themselves for a couple hours.
They got a lot of stuff to do.
They can meditate.
Unless the monks have been through the babysitter class, too.
In which case?
They bring them on down. Assign one monk to home safety, one monk to first aid, one monk to personal safety, 2 monks to CPR, 1 monk to child development, 8 monks to age-appropriate play, and 1 monk to discipline.
Really a well-oiled machine you got there.
Yeah. Snap into action, those monks. Yeah. There is a charge to attend. So, save up. That's kind of a catch-22, isn't it? You can't make money until you've babysat. You can't babysat until you've made it to the class. Far be it from me to accuse us of being sick. For more information or to register, please call Outreach Services at Prevena Covenant Medical Center, 337-2225.
Champaign County will hold a series of town meetings on development and zoning issues in the rural areas of the county. 5 meetings will be held at various locations throughout the country between May 22nd and June 12th. The interesting part of that, part of the PSA, is that town meetings is in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to read it like, Champaign County will hold a series of town meetings on development and zoning issues in rural areas of the country, of the county.
Well, this public service announcement is, I think, it's a sterling example of how you write ad copy, because this goes right for the throat. Mm-hmm. It's got the attention getter right up front.
Right,
you
up
know,
front.
Who's holding the meetings? What are they holding? They're holding town meetings.
Right.
Well, you know, and then you've got the people's attention. Right?
You got it. Or unless there's something else going on here below the surface, and they're just going under the ruse of town meetings,
mm-hmm.
and the quotes are there to kind of tip the reader off and the people, you know, by the inflection in the quotes as to we know what's really going on here. They're really city meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
cities are involved.
Involved, not just towns. The rural zoning districts are home to 8% of the county population, but total over 589,000 acres, or 92% of the county land area. These areas are predominantly prime farmland, but also include about 18,000 acres of woodland, wetland, and floodplain along the county's major streams. In the 1990s, the county wrote over 550 permits for single-family homes in the rural districts.
But it turned most of them in late.
It did.
And half of them were just copied from the other ones.
This is 12% of all new homes in the county. About 40% of these new residents were located in rural subdivisions. Rural subdivisions have often been controversial due to concerns about drainage, traffic impacts, and conflicts between farming and non-farm residents.
I know, nothing gets me riled up like a rural subdivision.
Town meetings on rural zonings will be held. And then it says in quotes, pick any to read that's written in.
Oh, cool.
I don't like these little meta public service announcements instructions.
Yeah.
You know? Like...
Fold tab A.
Right, I'll read what I want to read. How about that, huh? Because that would be the person reading it, that would be their first instinct to read whatever they want to read. And that's pretty much what the instructions say anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So why bother writing it? Let's be serious here. May 31st, recreation. As if it had said pick all to read or read all. I would suddenly feel obligated to do so. I better read them all.
I only want to read the date.
No, I can't. I have to read them all. Mm. So what's the point, really?
Mm-hmm.
May 31st, Recreation Center, 100 East Flessner Avenue, Rantoul. June 6th, Champaign County Farm Bureau, 801 North County Fair Drive, Champaign. And June 12th, Unity High School Gymnasium, 1127 County Road, 800 North, Tolona. Each meeting will begin at 7 p.m. and will be preceded by an informal open house beginning at 5 p.m.
Why doesn't Shabansk get a town meeting?
I don't know. The five Shabanskians couldn't agree on a time to get together.
Real shame. Are all five of the people who are still alive because of tragic babysitting accidents, they all live in Shabansk?
In Shabansk.
Damn.
Which is a shame because there's a whole world that they could be expanding to.
Danville is just empty. Go right in.
They're just not interested in...
Chicago's huge. That could fit like two of you.
Two of you. They're not interested in with procreating with each other.
No.
So they should be spreading out.
Yeah.
I guess if you're loneliness. Maps and other information describing rural conditions and development trends will be on display. Planning and zoning staff will also be available to answer questions. To verify meeting dates and times or for information on the Comprehensive Zoning Review 2000...
Or the Comprehensible Zoning View 2000.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that everything sounds about 85% tougher if you put 2000 after it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Let's try this again.
Within a year, though.
Yeah. Comprehensive Zoning Review. Ooh. Mm, you guys can't. You make the hard decisions. You just flake on everything. However, Comprehensive Zoning Review 2000.
This isn't your grandfather's Comprehensive Zoning Review.
We do the tough, dirty work with uncompromising fist of steel. Call the Champaign County Planning and Zoning Department at 384-3708-2000.
The Illinois Natural History Survey and the University of Illinois Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences, two great flavors go great together.
Or Invisi.
Photography untrained.
No.
Spraying something nasty.
It's dangerous.
Well, because they weren't training people to take photographs of landscape in years past, there's only like 7 people left in the entire world. Yeah. The rest of them tried to take photos of landscapes. Horribly dead.
Yeah.
The landscape aesthetic, prairies, forests, and wetlands nature photography will focus on the landscape of central Illinois and include creation of an illustrated journal. Day one, I saw some trees. Here's a picture of the trees. Day two, I didn't see trees today. Instead, I saw the prairie. It had some grass on it. Here's a picture of the grass. For more details, call Susan Post at 217-493-9959. I'm glad they're encouraging people to take photographs of the prairie, forest, and wetlands nature landscape because, you know, people may wind up forgetting what a forest looked like.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's you know, there's not that many photographs have been taken. They're kind of unknown. They used to be big. They're kind of unknown. You know, they're out of the record.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll get people doing that.
Parkland College Home Buyer Seminar. Thursdays, June 1st and 8th, and Wednesday, June 21st and 28th. A little closer together this time. They kept it in the same month,
mm-hmm.
which is good, instead of making the home buyer seminar in June and 8.
Got a little jittery on the Thursday theme after a while, though. I had to switch.
Yeah. Because they tried to put their home buyer seminar on 8,
mm-hmm.
the actual number 8, but people were getting confused.
Well, it was round. It fell off,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Parkland College, along with 8 area banks, will sponsor a 2-part informational seminar for potential homeowners on Thursday, June 1st and 8th, and again on Wednesday, June 21st and 28th.
How do you know you're a potential homeowner? What are some of the characteristics that a potential homeowner
has? Some of the characteristics include you find yourself wandering around with no place to go.
Mm-hmm.
You have no place to sleep. You have a lot of money in the bank.
Yes.
And you desire to have walls around you.
Yes. You're tired because you've been carrying this couch, you know, around on, like, with you all over the place. And you've got all your stuff stacked on the couch. It's very heavy. You're tired. You want somewhere to put it where you can just leave it.
Right. At the Parkland Business Development Center. 2000. 206A West Anthony Drive, Champaign. The Home Buyer Seminar 2000 will offer guidance on budgeting, home inspection, pre-qualification for loans, closings, and other important steps involved in purchasing a home. 2000. Then there's a fee, but it's crossed out because apparently whoever writes the public service announcement hasn't caught on to the,
I don't know,
the science of it.
No.
Where you just don't write that.
Well, these aren't your grandfather's public service announcements. These are public service announcements 2000.
Yeah. For more information, call the Parkland Business Development Center at 351-2235. There's a fee to attend. It says handwritten in.
Yeah. It's one of those fee 2000s, though. So
you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Just give a call. And
it's tough.
So there's no curveballs.
Make sure you know it's up. The Early American Museum. Some of our favorite people in the world. Granted, there's only a few of them left. We're working on the Early American Museum to see if we can get them to be the Early American Museum 2000. Kind of a contradiction. But not as much as you'd think.
No.
Really. So, I mean, America's been around for, what, 4 or 5 years, you know?
Right.
Yeah. The Early American Museum is going to host... You broke it.
I totally broke the phone.
The digital phone. Don't break it.
The 2000. I hate these 2000 phones.
Yeah. It's so confusing. They are going to host Senior Dollar Day on Thursday, June 15th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. They can hold it during working hours on Thursdays because seniors don't have a damn thing to do.
They're really just waiting to die.
Ian Muhammad. There will be a variety of local sports experts as guest speakers. That's a job to take as a local sports expert.
Because they know what it's like to be a senior.
Mm-hmm. Just look under in the yellow pages under D for some dude.
Mm-hmm.
As guest speakers, including Ernie Westfield on baseball, Dave Hubert on golf, Freddie Davis on boxing, and Kathy Lawson on bowling. What these sports experts will be doing is actually reminding the seniors what baseball is, what golf is, etc.
So that when they turn on the TV and see it, they don't get real freaked out and think it's a government conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. All senior citizens are invited, not just the ones who are on the verge of death, and are also encouraged to bring a young friend along, if you can find a youngster to spend any time around you. The Early American Museum is in Mahomet on Route 47, north of nowhere, at the north end of Lake of Woods Forest Preserve. Take some photos of the forest while you're there. In case you're, it's a little foggy in your head what a forest was.
Yeah, because you could forget later.
Mm-hmm.
What it looks like.
Day 17. I saw another forest. There were old people around.
Yeah.
Is there a connection? I don't know. None of my other pictures of forests have old people in them.
Are any of the 7 people old?
I don't know. I guess we
will be eventually. Huh?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't think that happens to us. It just happens to other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries there. 359-9338 is the phone number. We're going to go off to a song, but we'll be back soon because we're here till midnight and...
We're not sure what we're going to do next.
Yeah, we're not really sure. We're going to work on it. So 359-9338 is the phone number. Here's a little more, Elliot Smith.